Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland here on AM 1360 and FM 94.9 KSCJ. Justin Parker in this morning for Chamber President Chris McGowan, who's a little under the weather, so we'll keep the chair warm for him, and he should be back next week. Today's program, as always, and throughout the entirety of the run of Grow Siouxland, brought to you by Chris Bogenreef and NAI United. We get a little warmer temperature today, which is great here in Siouxland. After freezing the last couple of days, it's time to warm up. Maybe even an opportunity to take your Christmas lights down that have been up for a while that you just haven't got to yet. I got a nod over here from our guest of the day. Maybe his are still up. We'll find out. Jeff Carlson is with us this morning. Carlson Remax here in Sioux City. And Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Barker. You are correct. Our Christmas lights are definitely still up on our house, but I'm a sap for Christmas, and so we try to celebrate as long as we can, but they probably should make their way down
Some point, or you leave them up long enough where you say, you know what, we'll just leave them for next year.
You'll leave it for next year, or maybe you've got some, you know, maybe some red, white, and blue lights. Maybe you go, they're 4th of July lights at that point.
I like it. I like that idea. Jeff, You and I go way back. We went to school together, so I've known you for a long time and have appreciated our friendship for a very long time. And for the people out there that don't know about Jeff Carlson, we're learning more and more, obviously, in the news with some of the things you're doing that we're going to talk about this show. But tell us where you grew up and where you went to school.
Yeah, Justin, it is, it's a throwback, some nostalgia here. I mean, I remember being 16 years old with you down here as you were hosting the overnight show for KSU, which people were requesting some Garth Brooks, I think, at the time. Local Sioux City native here. Obviously, we went to school together at East High. You know, I've kind of grew up on both sides of town, grew up on the north side, moved to the east side going into high school, and then didn't stray too far from home. I was able to play.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Now, you were involved in things in high school, so tell us about that first. Just skip over high school.
I can't
like
skip
that.
Over
no,
the entire
no,
thing.
No, no.
So the East High School, you know, was kind of blessed to play basketball during what I don't want to be the old guy that says back in my day, but was able to play through what I would consider a pretty golden age of basketball here in Sioux City. Kirk Heinrich kept us out of the state tournament for a number of years.
Four consecutive years, I believe.
I believe that was the case. And, had an opportunity to play with and against some of the, you know, some great Sioux City talent, involved in athletics in that way. Obviously, got to travel the country with Martin Brothers on an AAU basketball team. Was pretty involved with that. And again, got, you know, exposed to playing against the likes of, you know, Dwayne Wade and Darius Miles and all those guys. But, obviously growing up in Siouxland and growing up here in Sioux City, just really loved, I look back on that time very fondly. I think that I actually later in life did an internship in college at Walt Disney World. And as I looked at how those kids grew up from a high school standpoint and how we were able to grow up here in Siouxland, you know, high school athletics and local sports, whether it be Morningside, Briarcliff, are so integrated into the community. I mean, you know, the opportunity to play in front of 3,000 people at a high school basketball game, I think I took for granted and just thought that was probably normal, where the way the community supports that type of stuff was very cool. So I look back on that time fondly, and probably is one of the big reasons I, you know, have stuck around in the Siouxland area.
And you're a person in this town, and I don't know that there are a whole lot of us in, you'll understand what I say here in just a sec, but you said you grew up on the north side of town and then you moved to Morningside. There are people that have lived in their area of this town their entire lives, and the north side is an island, or Morningside is an island. It's so funny to me when you talk to people that have grown up and lived here their whole life and say, I don't know my way around the north side, or I don't know my way around Morningside. I can get to the mall or the commons or whatnot, but after that, I'm just lost. So it's kind of fun to be able to grow up on different sides of town and know the town the way that you're able to do at a young age.
Yeah, I will say that now that being in, you know, real estate with Remax and working with my wife Rachel in that regard, it actually gives me a pretty unique perspective. As you know, I grew up behind Sunshine Supermarket, you know, running down to Pop and Go, grabbing videos there on the north side. You know, went to Leeds Elementary School and grew up in Leeds and things like that. And then obviously, yeah, moving in, over to Morningside, at 13 years old or so, and getting a completely different perspective. I mean, I might as well have been moving to a different city. I mean, frankly, at the time, we when you're on the north side, you thought of going over to the mall, and it was this huge journey. And that's still, getting to know folks moving to different neighborhoods throughout the community. That still is a thing, especially, you look at even all the things that are going on downtown that probably if you're, still hanging out in your neighborhood on the north side or in Morningside, maybe don't make your way downtown as much. You don't realize all the growth that's happening because you have all your local grocery store and things that you hit up, you head to work, head home, and you're used to your neighborhood.
After East High School, you didn't go far, like you said.
That's right. So ended up at Morningside College. Really enjoyed our time there. Started there when we were still a D2 program, and then over into NAI. Kind of saw the transition there, and really just still involved with a lot of things going on at Morningside. And it's been really amazing to see the growth of that campus. What the growth specifically in the athletic departments has done for really not only the college itself, but really Sioux City.
University
Sioux City
now.
Morningside University.
It's going to be a tough one.
But I can say, hey, I went to university. How about that? Morningside University. That's right. And it's been awesome to see the impact that's had on the community. And a little small part of me was excited to be a part of the growth there. So
absolutely. And one of your greatest rewards in life came at Morningside too. Your wife.
Yeah. So we had met there when. She was a little bit younger, and then we reconnected later in life.
Okay.
Actually, her sister Kayla actually won a national title at Morningside, and that was kind of the connection there. Met through her sister, but no, absolutely.
And tell us a little about your wife, because she's your business partner and your boss, I'm guessing.
So yeah, it's been awesome to have an opportunity to work with Rachel. Rachel had been an agent in Siouxland here for roughly 7-8 years. And, one of those things where, she'd been an agent. We had done a lot of different things, developments. We'd been involved in some commercial developments. We had done some residential things ourselves. And I always had a real passion for real estate. And, kind of during the shutdown, if you will, the pandemic, we took a step back and thought, what do we want to do for the next 25, 30 years? And I think community impact was of huge importance to us. And, there's a big story behind how that we came to be, but our very good friend, Aaron Jones, actually owns Remax Lakes Realty. And we'd always kicked around, being friends for 20, 25 years. What if we, were able to open up a brokerage of our own, here in Siouxland. And so, I kind of took a big leap of faith and stepped away from a number of things that we were doing, decided to partner and team up with my wife and with Aaron. And we were able to purchase the Remax brokerage here. And now, it is, Rach and I work together on a daily basis. And I think that it's we hopefully complement each other, because she brings a different skill set than I bring. And I think, as over the last year and a half, we've kind of figured out what role fits each person. And we're just trying to just offer our clients and agents kind of a next level experience in that way.
So is selling Sioux City in the process, reality show? You got the Altmans that are married out in LA on Selling Los Angeles or whatever the show is. Can we work up something like that?
So humbly, when we actually, I have a relationship with Bo Jackson and one of his group, and his president, she does some of those things in Chicago, and she's like, so when do we see the reality TV show?
So I'm not
in
the first
Sioux City
one.
And I was like, I think we'll hold off on that, but you never know.
We got a few irons in the fire first. Yeah. But talk a little bit about, you take the leap of faith and you decide that you're going to go all in with Remax here in Sioux City, and you're going to put your resources and your passion for this community back in. As you come into that decision-making process, there had to be a lot of hard decisions to make.
Absolutely. I enjoyed, previous, corporate life and had been involved with, with BPI and now Empirical and building brands in that way and doing some different things in that regard, and which obviously it had exposed me to. I was traveling consistently through every state throughout the country and seeing a lot of different things that other cities had to offer. And so when we made that that leap, it really was about community impact, and that was because I feel that you know, if we had the ability to market Siouxland in general and all the great things that are going on here, I'm going to tell you, I am so bullish on all the investment that's happening in Sioux City, all the local investment that's happening in Siouxland, you know, all the great things that have been happening downtown between, you know, the Warrior and Bluebird Flats and all these, you know, all these quote unquote dilapidated buildings that now people have taken chances on. And now we have, they're now 2 years ago were dilapidated, and now we have these beautiful center, you know, places that we can go and enjoy. And so, you know, when we made that leap, it was really about how can we market Siouxland to not only keep people here, especially, you know, young people, young professionals and things like that. But a big part of our business is marketing it externally to bring that workforce here, talk about all the awesome things we have to offer, you know, what we have to offer versus, you know, I put us up against Sioux Falls, I put us up against Omaha, all those types of things. And we now have a lot of those amenities that I think will allow us to attract people into the community.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland here on KSCJ with Jeff Carlson from Carlson Remax here in Sioux City. We're going to take a quick time out, and we'll talk to Jeff about his big project downtown along with his wife Rachel coming up next on KSCJ.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
And welcome back to Grow Siouxland here on AM 1360 and FM 94.9 KSCJ, brought to you by Chris Bogenreef and NAI United. This morning's guest is a guy that, well, you work closely with Chris. You said you're buddies, so we can give him a shout out, right?
Absolutely.
You said you were going to text Chris and say, hey, I'm on your show this morning.
That's going to happen.
Jeff Carlson with Carlson Remax. And Jeff, after you took the decision, you and Rachel and on behalf of, we got to mention your three kids, by the way. Didn't mean to miss them earlier, but you got to say hi to your children.
Absolutely. Cade, Reagan, and Anna. So they are the absolute best. You know, we're blessed with three awesome kids, and it's been a lot of fun for them to tag along on all the different business things that we've got going on. They're usually in tow. They get a chance to sit in on some of mom and dad's meetings. So they're excited about the Remax City Center. I'm not sure that they're as excited about the Remax piece as everything else that's going in
right.
But no, they're the best, and we're pretty.
Cade's
pretty
what, 15 now? It seems like,
man, he's getting tall. He's 10. So
okay,
Cade's
10. He's 10.
So we've got 10, 4, and 2. So
we are
busy.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's a great part of it. Of course, one of the biggest pieces that has been hitting the news lately, and that you are incredibly proud of, is the city center that I can see you beaming about it. I can see your passion for it. And it's a great opportunity in downtown Sioux City. How did it come about that Jeff and Rachel walked in there and you talked her into it? Because I think that's might have what had to happen.
That was definitely an important piece. You know, sometimes Rachel's saying, can we just take a second here and concentrate on one thing? But, you know, the reality was former Riviera Theater, kind of an iconic corner in Siouxland, and kind of we had that listing, and right across the street from the convention center, and I kept going in there and looking at the building, and just felt like, man, you know, I went on the roof one day and there was a pool tournament going on, there's 3,000 people over there and they're tailgating the parking lot, and I was like, how is this building not a thing? And you know, and we were currently leasing, and you know, a real estate company, which probably nice to own your own building. And so I brought Rachel in there and just basically said, hey, here's what I'm thinking, here's what I think we could do from an entrepreneurial standpoint, tell me I'm crazy. And she went through and she said, I don't think you're crazy. I think this would be a great spot. So then we brought in Aaron Jones, who is one of our business partners, and he's a business partner in the Remax City Center. He actually owns Remax Lakes Realty as well. And Aaron is, I have just the utmost respect for, 20-year plus relationship. He's in a ton of development in the Okoboji Lakes area. And so brought him in and said, hey, tell me I'm crazy. And he said, absolutely not. Here's what I think we can do. And so the feeling behind the city center was not only to put our Remax brokerage in there and create just an awesome experience for our clients and our agents, but also putting, you know, one of the missions we have here at RE/MAX, especially with, you know, on the commercial side and the residential side as well, is again, creating experiences. And on the residential side, you know, it's amazing to watch Rachel work because she's one of those people that just really takes the stress out of a room. But we want to create that, just that next level experience for our clients, for clients that are here in Siouxland, for people that are moving to Sioux City. So when they purchase that home, which is obviously the biggest decision that you're going to make in your life, we can, you know, have them look back on that journey fondly. And hopefully it's one of, maybe they're living that home for 30 years here in Sioux City in the same neighborhood as you talked about, and on the north side or Morningside, or maybe it's one of three homes they live here in Sioux City, but they call Sioux City home for a long time. On the commercial from a commercial standpoint, there's a lot of great entrepreneurs and people with a lot of great ideas and investors that want to invest in Siouxland, and we are trying to put them in places to be successful. The city center kind of falls in line with that hope and that mission. So what you're going to find within the city center is a lot of local entrepreneurs and business owners with some great concepts that we hope are going to grow downtown.
Yeah, and I think one thing that you kind of touched on is the fact that not only is there a want and a passion for it for you, but there's a need, because we'll throw out 5 years ago just as an example, but market rate housing in downtown was literally zero 5 years ago.
Exactly.
Maybe even less than that. You'd know better than me. But now we have 600, 700, 800 units downtown, and people are there, and we're bringing young people into this community that want to live downtown and want to be in the heart of it, because they might be from an Omaha or Kansas City or a bigger city that has come here and enjoying our simple way of life, which I love. But having something like this, continuing to grow downtown, the rebirth of downtown, I think, started with the Warrior Project and all of these entrepreneurs kind of before you that kind of led the way to this. And you're saying, okay, I see what you did. I'm going to do the same.
Yeah, I'm super bullish on downtown. I think we're at a tipping point here where if we want to continue to grow our workforce, we need to continue to add quality of life amenities that they'd be looking for, that check boxes for them when they're looking to move to Des Moines, Sioux City, Omaha, Sioux Falls, right? And I think that Sioux City's done a great job of really triangulating downtown between 4th Street, you know, the Warrior, obviously 18 months ago, 2 years ago, if you'd have been standing in Bluebird Flats, you'd have been standing in a dilapidated old building, looking at a dilapidated old building, yeah, in the Warrior.
And now, well, we never saw it our whole life.
Exactly. And so I think that with that tipping point, if we can, with all these, especially with all these apartments being full, by the way, downtown, it's not like they're building them. If you build it, they will come. Like, they're there.
They're there.
They're full. We need to add these amenities. And so, you know, when you look at the city center, we are going to be adding Ichiban, Japanese Steakhouse. Is going to be adding a second location. Going to be a very urban sushi bar type feel, small plates. Going to be open for lunch and dinner, which will be great. The Warp Zone Arcade and Tap Room, which will be kind of a vintage retro 80s, 90s arcade that's got taps, things on tap from Mardo, from Jackson Brewery. She has great relationships up there. Lindy Stouter, who actually won the Sioux City Go Innovation Award for that concept. And then we're actually in their space is building second level mezzanines that will actually overlook all of 4th Street with some really epic windows. Just a very different experience, what I've been told, a very Chicago, Des Moines type experience. We're also going to keep, you know, I'm a sap for Sioux City for nostalgia, right? So we are going to have our RE/MAX offices in there. We also are going to keep One Bay a Theater, and we are going to call it Riviera Theater. Those big iconic Riviera letters are going to go on front of the stage. We'll light those up. And I feel like that's going to be really an awesome opportunity for nonprofits. I do. I think we're, which is a mission of ours, you know, community impact. I think with groups like Children's Miracle Network, Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Hope Center, you know, the Miracle League.
Have you scheduled your Want to Have a Catch yet with Kevin?
We have things in the mix.
Good.
Things
good.
Are in
Glad
the mix
to hear
with
that.
Kevin. So
we had Kevin on the open line yesterday, and so.
Yeah, and the cool things he's doing with that. He is such just an amazing individual. I have a great relationship with him from Sunnybrook Community Church as
sure.
well. And so I think there's we have a couple things up our sleeve that we might be able to utilize the theater for there. But again, people coming to the city center, a true city center where commerce is occurring. We've got some retail ideas and coffee and brunch ideas. But with these events too, a platform for nonprofits to get very creative. You know, during Christmas time, I can see during the Christmas parade doing second showings of Home Alone, Clark Griswold. Maybe we'll get Clark up on the roof putting up some Christmas
lights. Wouldn't that be
cool? Yeah, but how fun to just create that excitement where people come into the RE/MAX City Center, they have a great time. Also, all these entrepreneurs are going to be able to cross-market each other, right? Yes. Because they're all going to be right there. And hopefully we can connect, be that connection from 4th Street to Pearl Street, that walkability, that where you are putting the community in a concentrated 6 to 8 block area where all those businesses will continue to thrive.
And continue to grow with some new ones. So we can always take new stuff downtown. And I think that's important, that the people that walk into a building that see a vision like you did, and some of the things that we've seen in our lives here that have kind of fallen to the wayside can be brought back to life bigger and better than they ever were.
Well, in two of our other partners, so it's myself, Rachel, Aaron, and then Jamie Stapleton and Josh Johnson, who are South Sioux City graduates, played with the likes of Tim Gasell and some of those guys. They own businesses in Sioux City, but they actually live in Omaha and have done some of these renovations in Omaha. And I mean, when they had the opportunity, when they said, wow, we'd love to be a part of that project, they saw the value in being able to invest in Sioux City and bring something like that to life, where in Omaha, you know, the cost to do so would be significantly
astronomical,
different, and they can, you know, be a part of giving back to a community that they love and are still very involved with.
Yeah, it's a very cool project. Do you have a timetable on maybe, do you have a couple of phases that you're looking at, or how does the project roll out? Because some graphics that you put together have been put out, and maybe more will come soon. You painted the building. So what's next in the process?
Yeah, so we kind of quietly demoed the inside here in the last few weeks right before Christmas, and it was kind of amazing because we found that a beautiful brick that had been drywalled over. You know, a famous architect actually designed the building from New York. He did a number of buildings throughout the United States in the 60s and 70s. We found some really cool, unique things that we're going to restore and bring back to life. We'll have construction documents completed on phase one, which will be the theater and the REMAX side, end of this month. We'll probably move in there around June.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and then on the what we're calling kind of phase two, we'll have construction documents on in March, which will be, you know, Ichiban, the Warp Zone, some of the retail spaces, and those types of things. And they'll kick off in March with the hope that they'll be, you know, open by the fall. We've got some ideas on potentially shutting that street down for the grand opening and we'll throw a party.
Having a little block party.
Have a little block party for that. And just really enjoying, you know, getting everything launched.
That's fantastic. I love the vision. I love seeing that building that provided so many people great memories come back to life. And so, Jeff, we'll have to have you back on and update us around fall time and get a complete rundown from you, because it's going to be a heck of a project, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's currently 18,000 square feet, and we're all done, it'll be 25,000 square feet. So we have some work to do, but it's gonna be a blast. And you know, to be able to light that corner back up for the community, for people coming to our community, you know, with things at the convention center, I mean, it's just something we're really proud of.
Great project. Best to you and Rachel and your team, and it's been great to have you this morning.
I appreciate you, Justin.
It's Gro Suland here on KSEJ. Justin Barker in for Suland Chamber of Commerce President Chris McGowan. Get well soon, Chris. We'll see you next week. Have a great Saturday, everybody. Ask Earl May is now on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSEJ.